This is program number LW2486. Well, I've got a question for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. Have you ever had unexpected guests to arrive? You were glad to see them, but they overstayed their welcome? I wish I could count the heads. I think we've all had such experiences. We were over at some friend's house the other night. I had just gotten back to town, and we went over there just for the evening, and I learned that a family, mutual acquaintances of ours, had just left my friend's house. And then I heard the story behind their visit. They had arrived unexpectedly and had stayed all week. Now, it wasn't just a husband and a wife who came to visit. They brought their 3 teenage sons and 2 daughters. 7 people dropped in, drove their camper up in the front yard, plugged in, borrowed the pickup, burned up all the gas in it running back and forth to the lake all week, ate $250 worth of groceries they didn't offer to help pay for, and finally, with smiles and hugs, said goodbye. Notice I said they finally said goodbye. My friends had feathers a little bit ruffled, and maybe you can sympathize with that. You know, someone once said that fish and unexpected guests have something in common. They begin to stink after 3 days. It sort of makes you dread the next visit such guests will make, right? It makes you want to act a little like a farmer that the famous Daniel Webster once encountered. That famous man in our American heritage, Daniel Webster, a long time ago, had been out hunting some distance from his home, and rather than to make the long trip back that night, he approached a farmhouse some considerable time after it had turned dark, and he knocked on the door. The farmer raised an upstairs window, stuck his head out, and shouted, "What do you want?" Daniel Webster said, "I want to spend the night here." The man in the window said, "All right, stay there. It's all right with me." And down went the window. Now, I know I should not be speaking against hospitality. And really, I'm not attacking it. In fact, I want to encourage you to be hospitable. Hospitality is the glue that holds long-lasting friendships together. Yet, consider this. Hospitality applies not just to the hosts, but to the guests, too. There are some who overextend their welcome. I asked you at the beginning today if you had ever had unexpected guests to drop in on you and overstayed their welcome. Let me put the shoe on the other foot. Have you ever dropped in on someone else and stayed more than a reasonable amount of time, ate their food, used their electricity, ran the gas out of their cars, and didn't offer to pay for a thing? Have you done it? You know, it's one thing to be invited to stay just a few days, and it's another thing to bring your whole family and to move in. Now, you may think it's all right because your hosts are always smiling. But if you're taking advantage of their hospitality, the fact that they can still smile shows that they are more honorable. They have more character than you. And when you pull that stunt, you're not just using people in the name of friendship, but you're tearing down the very fiber that drew together the both of you in the first place. And just because there are smiles, there can't help but to be resentment, and you're fooling only yourself. Hospitality is a two-way street. Even guests are called upon to be hospitable, even while they are guests. And sometimes, guests, your hospitality sometimes demands that you pick up your baggage and your appetites and your selfishness and leave while you're still friends. The Bible says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. As your host is trying to give it to you without grumbling, you make sure that your hospitality as a guest is of the caliber that would give him no reason to grumble. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Caring is everybody's business. It's both the host's business and the guest's business. Care for one another. That's what hospitality is all about. Do unto others, you know, as you would have others do unto you. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. More than 80,000 people have enrolled in this course. It's absolutely free. It consists of 11 lessons, and they are short lessons. They are concerned only with the teachings of the Bible. And like I said, it's absolutely free. Why don't you write me for it? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.